This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Does it seem like immigration is the issue on everyone's lips? From Donald Trump.
We have at least 11 million illegals in the country. Not only the jobs they're taking, but everything else. And you know about the crime wave.
To Bobby Jindal.
People that want to come to our country should come legally, should learn English, should adopt our values, roll up their sleeves, and get to work.
For the past 4 years, it's been one of Senator David Vitter's favorite themes in Congress.
My amendment would end birthright citizenship.
It's also a big concern for certain conservatives here at home, as a new task force created by a Louisiana House resolution this spring began its work on Thursday.
The purpose of this task force is to be able to identify how pervasive the problem is and the impact that it's having on the taxpayers in Louisiana.
Representative Valerie Hodges, a Republican from Denham Springs, chairs the task force and was, not coincidentally, the author of the resolution that created it.
What we are here to do is to review the data on the influx of those who come here to the United States seeking benefits without having gone through the proper legal channels and find out what the cost is to the taxpayers of Louisiana.
Hodges offered a disclaimer.
We're not here to demonize individuals or families.
But then she indicated she's not completely impartial.
American jobs are lost and wages are diminished by illegal immigration.
You might remember Hodges from her previous time in the spotlight. She backtracked from her 2012 support of statewide vouchers after finding out they were not limited to just Christian schools, but could go to Islamic schools as well. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.